Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King-Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, I want to know the naked bottom truth about your inbox on your computer. Come on, we're talking email here. Now, you're so organized, everyone out there, you have to see her closets. I mean, we're talking by color, everything. It is beyond. But the inbox, I don't know.
Oh, the inbox. Dude, I can't even tell you what the inbox is like. It's like the outbox. I just want it all to go away. Because there's just no way I can organize it all. And yet my whole life is so organized, but then I look at that and it's so depressing.
All right, so we need six ways to organize your mind. And, you know, the inbox is one, you know, example of how we can pull all this together. Somehow help. And here to help us and rescue the situation is one of my dearest friends and colleagues, an entrepreneur herself. Margaret Moore has a master's in business administration, is a 17-year veteran of the biotech industry, God help us, in the U.S., in the U.K., Canada, France. Good God, she's been all over the place. And what's really interesting is she shifted from high-tech medicine to build a field of coaching in healthcare and wellness. Now, this is the coaching that's going to help us here with six ways to organize your mind. She even wrote a book. It's fabulous. You've got to get it. Organize your mind, organize your life, little Miss Michelle. Organize your mind, organize your life. So, Margaret, welcome to Her Radio, and we can't wait to hear, what do you mean by an organized mind?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Well, an organized mind has a number of dimensions. The first is that you're intentional, which is your brain is where you want it to be, when you want it to be there. Second is that it goes deep. So not superficial, not multitasking, not scattering and splattering, you know, over six emails at a time. Really go deep one thing at a time, because only 5%.
Wait a minute here. Michelle, don't women like to multitask? Did I miss that part?
Oh, I'm answering.
Why can't we do six emails at one time?
I'm doing tweets, emails, Facebook. I'm doing everything at one time. Bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, the challenge is that the brain wasn't designed to do that. So then you look at your email and you're instantly exhausted. You haven't
exactly
even done one, because the brain's trying to tell you this is not good for your brain, Michelle.
That's exactly right, Margaret.
So in these six ways,
telling you, look, this is not good for you. And so
Margaret, in these six ways, all right, I just want to make sure everyone is flowing with this. So it's intentional, meaning your brain is where it should be. Good freaking luck with that. It goes deep, which means that, you know, you've got to be doing one thing at a time, right? You can't be multi-layering, multitasking, because this isn't working. And as you just said, the brain doesn't work that way. Now, the next one is agile. What does that mean?
So agile is the opposite of multitasking, because in multitasking, we scatter and splatter the brain's resources, which are huge, if you think about top down, left, right, back, front. So when you scatter them all over the place, then you're not being agile. Agile means, like a basketball player, you take your feet off the ground and jump. So you lift all of your brain's resources, like a beam of light, from one thing to the next. You don't worry about the last thing, because the brain knows how to work on problems when you're not focused. So you don't have to think about it.
Well, you know something that is very interesting, because they had that movie out, was it Lucy? And they said very erroneously that we only use 10% of our brain and 90% isn't being used. And it's actually not true at all, because the brain actually is 100% all the time, but it does it very, very specifically. So it basically says these neurons are going to do that, and then very efficiently these neurons are going to do that. We don't need to have every single neuron firing at the same time. We just need to do it correctly and strategically. So I think when you say agile, does that include that too?
Yes, so there's two ways of being agile. One is that you are, when you move your attention, you move all of it, in an agile, quick way. And that's the opposite of multitasking. You can still do it rapidly, but of course it's hard to do it rapidly to move all of it from one thing to next. But the
okay,
other
what's
way
diverse? Go ahead.
Well, so this gets into diverse too. Another way of being agile is to go from nitty-gritty detail and then pull yourself out into, say, you know, what we call meta-awareness or mindfulness, where you get strategic and you say, "Ooh, I'm getting tired and burned out. I'm grinding myself into the ground. I think I might need a break." Or what I really need to do is move into flow. And so let's go to diverse, because the brain, there are three areas, general zones to put your brain. One is in the top left of your brain where you're thinking, email, boring, hate it, gosh, would it stop? Okay, then there's the left or the right side, and down in the middle kind of is where all the creativity lives. And email does not use our creativity. We don't get flow states. We don't get a sense of like really deep traction and contribution and purpose and like creative output, you know. So we're not getting that. We need, all of us need more of that. Only about a third of adults get enough of it. And then the area of the brain that's completely ignored is the sensory brain. You know, when you walk outside and you notice it's a beautiful sunny day, you know, instead of missing it. Or you are in with another person, you take a moment just to experience. This is not in your head. This is in your senses. You experience the fullness of being with another human being. Or you're doing a yoga pose and you feel every muscle. And those awareness, experiencing sensory states are a beautiful place for a brain vacation.
I love it. I love it. Now, how about we move from then to energized and physical, energized, emotional? In other words, now we're on the number five, which is energized and physical.
Right. So energized is about powering up the brain so you can do all these things well, be intentional, go deep, be agile and diverse. And there are two sources of energy. One is the physical. So, you know, if you've exercised, you get way more blood flow and nutrients to the brain. So that energizes the brain. You eat high-octane foods, similarly, you get more energy to the brain. You sleep well, that helps a lot too. Then on the emotional side, we now know the brain has a very narrow operating window in terms of the balance of negative and positive that allows it to work well. And we know you need a lot more positive emotions than negative emotions to keep the lights on in the prefrontal cortex, to keep you energized. And so what's happening when you see your email and you immediately go into a negative tailspin, and I know this, I mean, I feel it too, you're already depleted, and now you don't even have the energy. And you know what? There's all sorts of gems in there in the email. There's some, like, there may be something really precious. There are all these people trying to reach out to you and connect with you, and you're missing it. Because you're pissed.
Oh, my God. And I think I've deleted some of those important emails somewhere along the line. And
from
Michelle,
me.
Would you just
from
forgive me?
Me?
Oh, Siri, would you just stop it right now? Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, Michelle and I want to know something, okay? Can you give us one hot tip to immediately better organize your brain?
Well, go into what you call meta-awareness. I've got a picture of it I can send you and your audience if you wish. Meta-awareness is when you actually activate the self-awareness, self-reflection. So you actually step back from the thing you're doing. So it's sort of this is kind of a dual channel. So you're watching yourself while you're doing it.
All right.
When you watch
Hold on now. Whoops. So I think everyone out there has to remember meta-awareness. And we can't begin to thank Margaret Moore, who is the author of Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life, and Meta-Awareness. Read about it in her book. I'm so happy that you've come through and helped us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King Robeson.
You need to read the book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.